This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 686. I don't think there's anything about that number. Actually, that's Pentium 2.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 486, 586, 686. Okay.
Pentium 2.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody refer to that as a 686, though.
That's old technology. Slot. It's the slot. Yeah. And then went back to the socket. So, hey, yeah. Okay, it's not an old computer technology. Actually, Steinabout's old technology.
Hungry. Talk for you.
It's probably the processor that Don has in his computer right now.
No, that was his Windows 98 machine.
It is.
He had to send his new computer back for a busted rotate blade, though.
It is. It is the processor, the equivalent of the processor, because it was a K6.
I'm so glad I made you read some of that old crap.
It's the equivalent of the K6, which was the processor that I used on the computer when I first did Radio Free Cybertron back in 1999. Yep.
Radio Free Cybertron is also old.
It is old.
Can we get like an AARP discount then?
You don't get that stuff in the mail?
I do every once in a while. Yeah. Not yet. Used. I'm like, who are the, what? How old do they think I am?
Old.
I've been getting it for years, even before I turned 50. I was getting it back when I was in my early 40s.
I've been getting it since my 30s, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see here. A lot of stuff going on. Let's see here. So new episode of Transform Squadron was posted a couple days ago. Thanks, Robo Rob Springer. That's up there. If you're a patron, we have a new episode of RSC Throwback that was posted that I've gotten a lot of great feedback on. Two things on that episode. I'm starting a series on Transformers video games, and I talked about the Commodore 64 and the Sinclair or the ZX Spectrum game. So next month we'll be talking about the next Commodore game and the Transformers game on the Famicom. Plus, I'm going to ask these guys to produce a little bit of content. I also started, due to the Twitter, not Twitter, the Patreon question we got last week about Transformers, our collecting deep dive. I did mine. Spent like 25 minutes talking about like my Transformers collecting strategy. Actually, I listened to it today just to see how it sounded on fresh ears, and it actually came out pretty good. So, if you guys want to get it, you know, just record something, we'll play those over the next few months. That would be awesome.
Maybe you should have had Kim listen to it for some objective feedback.
No. No, better not.
She must never know.
Yeah, I did mention some like prices and stuff in there, and yeah, let's not.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
So that's at Patreon, and we're going to start a new Patreon-exclusive podcast. So, you know, some people who aren't patrons may say, well, you know, why aren't you doing that for us? Well, we're not taking anything away. You know,
we just wouldn't have done it all otherwise.
Yeah, we wouldn't have done it all otherwise. The patrons are paying us. So we are, you know, producing a new podcast. I think we're going to try to record it tomorrow. We'll record it once a month, and it'll get posted weekly. It's going to be This Week in History. Which used to be a segment that we did every week. Used to be JD segment. We're going to break it out into a Patreon exclusive podcast. I'm excited about that. Oh man. What else? Is there anything else?
Did you want to talk about the cards?
Oh yeah. For patrons, I'm going to get those cards out soonish. They're all designed right now, but one. And then once they're out, we are going to kill that, reward tier. If, not the tier, but the item. So that's for the touched patrons. If we want to replace it with content exclusive for the touched patrons, so if you, you're out there and you're a touched patron or you might want to be, let us know what you think might be something that you'd want that we can produce as monthly or weekly Patreon touched content. That would be awesome. And that's better than, you know, getting a card every 3 or 4 months anyway. So,
although the cards were a really interesting and novel idea when the world was a different place.
Yeah, I'm really liking Don's card. I get to squeeze a joke in there, but
I've been curious since you mentioned this to us what picture you were going to be using for Don.
Don, I'll let you know. I used a picture. And Don, welcome back. You were out last week.
Don's been having some connectivity issues, and he's waiting to unmute right now, so I'm, you know, building the space for him.
But Don did provide me a picture, so I used the picture that Don gave me.
Oh, nice.
Was it as nice as my picture?
I really like your picture. I'm excited about that, so that'll be fun.
Spider Bob wants to know where his diecast card is.
You'll get them all at once. So when the next ones go out, you get them all.
Got to catch them all.
Yeah, you got to catch them all.
Are you going to include chewing gum with the pack of cards?
Oh my
god! It has to be 20 years old though,
or 40 years old, like from those Star Trek cards that we made Brian eat on air.
Yeah. I better not, because the only gum that I have that's that old are in vintage packs of Garbage Pail Kids, and if I open them, they're worthless, and I can get like $6 a pop for them, 5 or 6 a pop, so I think I'm going to just sell those.
Yeah, that makes it.
Yeah.
Well, just get some Wrigley's Spearmint. That always tasted like it was
old anyway.
10 years old.
Yeah. It's funny. Oh, the chat's wanting a Massey card.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, and they should have said something a lot sooner than this.
Yeah.
That's on you, chat. That's on you.
Okay. Anybody get anything this week? And I'm going to start with Diecast since he is not on the list.
Okay.
Do you get anything?
Yeah, I got a couple of things that I'm not going to show on video, but I'll talk about them anyway. First thing is, which is right behind Chris, I finally got my Scorponok from Big Bad Toy Store. And I don't know. It never went to the post office. I don't know if it was because the box was so big, FedEx just delivered it directly to me, or if Big Bad Toy Store upped my shipping because it took so much time for it to get out of the warehouse.
So I think there is an upper limit to what FedEx SmartPost can accommodate. And if it goes beyond that, it just automatically becomes direct delivery.
Okay.
So that may be what happened to you.
Thankfully, it came a lot quicker than I expected, even though it took like Big Bad Toy Store almost a week to ship it out. But bad part was, and Rob knows because he saw my nervous Twitter reactions, is my Scorponok had a very limp arm that would fall under its own weight pretty much. And what I had to do is I had to take his arm apart and take out the plastic piece that has the tooth in it that goes into the gear. There's no springs in it at all. If you go to my Twitter, you can see I took a photo of it. It's just this small plastic piece. And I tried to bend it back at first, and that was not working. So I actually had to do the boiling water trick and dip it in boiling water.
That sounds horrible.
And that brought it back to shape. Now, people have been saying that with the Unicron, the third-party Unicron, that the horns were really bent, which mine were also. So I have these to show. I also dipped these in the hot water while I was boiling water for the Triptychon arm, and it straightened the plastic on Scorponok. Thank you. It actually did straighten out the horns on my Zeta, not Zeta, Unicron also. So, and I put my Scorponok back together, and it works now. So if anyone gets a bad Scorponok, you just got to take that little piece out and dip that in boiling water only for like a second or two. You don't want to leave it in there too long. I kind of dipped it in and out a couple times because I was actually scared I was going to melt it.
Hey, Diecast, the chat's laughing about the way you say water.
Water? Water?
Water. How do you say it again so we can all laugh?
Yeah, water. Yeah, that's a Philly thing.
Or you also get water sometimes.
Yeah.
Philly, Jersey. I know. I've heard people on YouTube from New Jersey say it very similarly to that. So I think it's just like a Northeast kind of thing.
Just want to say my comment there. I was actually riffing on something that you can't do that on television. That Rosie O'Donnell as a guest, someone on some Nickelodeon show, made back in the 80s. So that was my reference. Never mind. That's a deep cut.
So, So, Diecast, where is your Twitter for people who might want to go find those pictures of the inside of Trip to Scorponok's arm?
Yes, at Diecast2, you can see those photos. And thankfully, Rob responded to me because he was like, him and I actually had a conversation about it since he has a Scorponok as well. He was like, no, my arms are fine. And I was like, why do I always seem to win the QC lottery?
Yeah, so the right arm on mine is a little bit looser than I would have liked it to be out of the box, but like it will support its own weight and you know a little bit more. It can hold a little bit without it being a problem. So I think I'm halfway between where you ended up and where Rob's is, which is probably more the correct tension.
Yeah, mine's fine.
Yeah, mine feels okay so far. So you know, fingers crossed it stays that way.
Well, at least you know you can always boil it in water now.
Yes.
But I also got Skylynx, which he's okay. He's not, I don't know. There's something about him that maybe it's, I was only playing with the shuttle and he's very simple, I think. And I guess I just expected a little bit more out of him. He's not bad. He's not Jetfire. He's not Jetfire. Yeah.
I kind of knew where that was going.
And also it's replicating an 80s toy that on top of everything this one does had a motorized function that this one does not. So I can see as how that can end up feeling a little bit light in the long run.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a lot of sense, don't you think? Like, the Skylynx is based so heavily on emulating the original, and the original was the way it was to accommodate that motor drive gimmick. So This doesn't have motorized function, so it's just kind of emulating an old design for no reason except to be like the old design.
And yeah. The old design is actually bigger. So, you know, it's...
I'm not surprised. Maybe
that's somehow part of it, too, like the size. There's things I really like on it. Like, I love the fact that they got the NASA logo on there. I mean, that's...
Oh, nice.
That's a thumbs up for me.
Wait, what are we saying was bigger?
The original Sky.
The G1 Skylynx?
Yeah.
God, they're so cool. Is it bigger, are you sure?
Yeah, it's bigger.
Did you pull them out and compare?
I mean, I held the shuttle recently in my hands, so...
I mean, so have I, and I don't know. I think the new one to me seems bigger, but...
Yeah, I'll it be could pull mine out feel of the bigger closet. Because everything else in the line around it is smaller than...
That's probably G1. It.
But also, my friend Rob... was nice enough to find me a Dragon of Snap.
Oh, so nice.
I'm very happy to have him. I just opened him today, so I didn't transform him or anything to give you like a, I like this mode or I don't like this mode. Robot mode's nice, and the joints all seem
new one's tight. Bigger.
So he's just, yeah, he's a little small.
But no. Okay.
John's just put a... handy little comparison photo of the Skylynxes in our internal chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new one does seem to be bigger, but it's actually really close. Just looking at the size of the feet.
It's bigger. One
another.
Yeah, Brian was right. It's bigger. Brian's always right. Sorry.
And then I also got a Rung.
Ah, good.
I could not find Rung. So,
you didn't have the Siege Rung?
Nope.
Uh-huh.
Never found it.
I never found a Siege Rung either.
I only have one because Don found it for me.
And these are all from my friend Rob, and he also found Slitherfang, which I believe is the wave made of Rung.
Yes.
Yeah. So very happy. Very, very happy with those. And then the last thing I got, I probably got more stuff, but the last thing that I got that I can remember is I got Fans Toys Hunk, which, again... I haven't transformed. It seems like an okay robot, which is their brawn.
Okay.
Yeah. So he seems pretty nice. But again, I haven't transformed it or anything, so I can't really give you a honest opinion about the whole thing. But yeah, that's pretty much everything I got this week.
Sweet. Matt's also not on the list. So Matt, did you get anything?
I am on the list now. I got a couple of Power Rangers things. I won't take long talking about them. So I got the Omega Ranger today from Amazon Lightning Collection. Pretty good paint details. Pretty good on mine, actually. I was surprised. it doesn't look like they used all the SPD parts available for them, because the Red Ranger Lightning Collection has a molded SPD symbol on his arm, and this one's just painted. But I do like his little throttle morpher actually does have a foldable handle, and he's the first in their rider series, so he comes with his unicycle.
Oh, wow, that's cool. So was he regular, like, $20, or is he more because he comes with a unicycle?
He was, I think, a $40 price point, because, like the Marvel Legends, you know, the rider series.
Is it really a unicycle?
Yeah.
That's kind of awesome.
It has a kickstand, and it does have a rear wheel to sit, but yeah.
That is the most awesome accessory ever.
I think that rear wheel is actually authentic to the prop design anyway. It's not something they added for toy purpose.
Yeah. And they did skimp on paint details on his accessories a little, because he actually does come with a tiny little capture card. I can't even hold it up in my
fingers. Like an Elgato, or
the little card that they turn into whenever they judge them.
I know, I was making a stupid joke, an Elgato capture card.
Okay, well, I don't get that reference. And most importantly, I got Psycho Rangers.
Ooh,
a whole set?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's how you get black through pink.
Where'd you get that?
Amazon.
Really?
It's actually been sitting in the post office since Monday.
So, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why have I been buying these Psycho Rangers individually?
For the same reason I bought them individually, because I thought that's how they were going to come out.
Yeah, I mean, Diecast, when they announced this, no one knew they were doing a set of five Psychos, because they were just now up to green.
I don't think they knew either, and this is a very, very sturdy box made of very thick stock, kind of like a convention exclusive set is what it makes me think of, so I would not be surprised. If this was supposed to be a San Diego Comic-Con thing.
Great. You know what? I have to buy. Thanks, Matt.
No problem. It's $100, Diecast.
Ouch.
Yeah. This reminds me of the old Sam's Club exclusive Fire Convoy and Ultra Magnus that was being done by Hasbro for Sam's, but two different divisions of Sam's wanted one for the Christmas season, but neither one knew that the other one was doing an exclusive. That's why you're Fire Convoy and their Ultra Magnus look terrible combined, is they didn't know the other division was doing the figure.
Did they not know is that really it? I knew that they weren't speaking to each other, but they didn't.
That's what I was told, is there was two different divisions of Hasbro doing that Fire Convoy and that Ultra Magnus figure.
I just
figure.
Assumed it was a division of labor.
Yeah, that's why Fire Convoy was yellow and nothing was done to Magnus, because the two different divisions of, yeah, that's why they don't mesh up when they're in Godfire Convoy mode color-wise, is they just didn't know the other one was doing the exclusive. That's what it seems like here. It's like they didn't know that the Psycho Rangers were not going to be the San Diego, and they were doing it normally. It's like, oh, by the way, we found these in a warehouse. We got 10,000 of these. You know, surprise.
Surprise.
But there's no real new parts for the ones you have already, the red or the blue. But the Blue Ranger on mine anyway, the blue paint does look a little bit darker than the previous release, which I like, because I always thought the paint was a little bit light on that. But what surprised me, all the Psychos come with, you know, a little lightning casting hand. And naturally, they did a new mold for pink and yellow because their hands are smaller than the others, but Black got his own individual lightning casting hand sculpt, and I just thought that was unnecessary and kind of cool. Like, they didn't have to do that.
Couple questions, actually, since it's tangentially on topic, since we've established, since it's Hasbro. One, did you always like Power Rangers, or did you have to learn it later like JD did?
Like in 93 when it came out, it took me a while, but yeah, I've liked it ever since.
Okay. So 93, I was like, I'm too old for this. I really wasn't, but
that's how I thought when it came out. I'm like, this is ridiculous and silly. And then the absurdity captured my imagination.
I'm like, that was right when the G.I. Joe Battle Corps stuff was coming out. And I'm like, this is much more mature. These G.I. Joes that shoot missiles. I am much more mature than this.
And these are from Power Rangers in Space, so they're just awesome. But in closing, I have pink and yellow Psychos now, so screw you, Bandai.
Also, was there news of a Megazord build a figure or something that I saw?
They do have a buildable Megazord, but it's not a Lightning Collection thing. It's going to be like two packs of Zords, I think. Like the T-Rex is going to be retail for like $15, I think, and then two packs, like the Mastodon and the Pterodactyl, I think, are a $15 pack, and the Triceratops and Sabertooth Tiger are another.
Okay, cool. Just asking. Let's see here. Rob, you back?
Yes, I am.
Did you get anything?
Just one thing. I did get Earthrise Double Dealer, and that sure is a thing.
Yeah.
So Chris had a problem with his that led him to believe there was a flaw with his specific figure, which is that the sockets on the shoulders are just angled slightly odd for one of the pieces they need for the alternate modes. They just don't quite, it doesn't quite fit. Doesn't quite fit unless you force it, which, yeah, that's universal. Just this figure. Like, the problem I have that seems to be unique to mine is that missile, when fully combined, is about 7 inches long, and it is dependent on mainly one, but to a lesser degree, a second peg. There are sockets for both, but one is doing all the work. The longer one that is doing all the work is a quarter inch long to hold a 7-inch piece on figure. So if your tolerances are not exactly right, that's never going to work. And on mine, it doesn't. That's like the problem with the truck mode. The joints in the robot mode are all a little bit weak. I'd say out of all the modes, the robot mode is probably the strongest. It's really cool looking. It's got slightly weak joints. I also can't get it to hold its ridiculously large gun in its hand. Luckily, there's plenty of places on the figure to put it, so it's on the forearm now where it looks deep. But yeah, there's so many little things about this thing that drive me crazy. And like, I didn't like the fact that you had to move that piece around for each mode to begin with. Just the fact that little wing pack has to be like placed specifically for each different mode and taken off the toy and replaced, that got to me. But yeah, just the nothing on this thing works right. I mean, there's nothing like actually wrong with it. It's all no, actually there's things wrong with it too. I take that back. It's just I went into a like legit tirade about this on Twitter when I got it, and I really, you know, I can't really replicate it at this point, but it is the most negative impression I have had out of a Transformers figure in a very long time. And that is a shame, especially since I've got another, you know, $20 or so sunk into this to get its Power Master tape guys. I mean, at least I get Rat Bat and Frenzy, I think it is, out of that too, so that's something. But yeah.
I forgot to cancel my Hasbro Pulse pre-order, and I have another one on the way right now.
I have a big bad pre-order that is waiting to be filled. It was supposed to be in late July. Now it's supposed to be in sometime in August. I'm pretty sure in September it will be due sometime in September.
This one's good on eBay.
Yeah, that was a good move. But yeah, Double Dealer is just sadly not good. Neat looking, but just nothing about it is really works as intended.
So his name is Double Dealer.
And his name is Double Dealer, so, you know.
Yes. I've handled two examples of Double Dealer so far, and fortunately neither have had the large missile problem Rob describes, but the second one was not really any better than the first one, and in some ways ended up being worse, and I may or may not have pre-ordered a third one from Walmart with the $30 price that was good yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So maybe third time's the charm, but I doubt it.
Is that it, Rob?
That is the only thing I got last week, yeah.
Hey, your brother's got a package on the way, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate it.
And I'm not going to lie. I'm sending Rob's brother my old 3D printer. It needs to be reassembled. It should work just fine. I just don't have the patience to deal with it anymore. I was going to give up 3D printing forever, but I got a really good deal on another 3D printer.
What kind?
It's a newer version of the one I had.
Oh.
Yeah, but it was like half the price of what I paid for that one. So I'm like, yeah. So okay. So I'll have it I'll open it up in like 3-4 months after I move and put something together.
What kind is it?
It's a Prusa i3.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's see here. Don, did you get anything?
Yes.
New computer.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So, let's not go there. Since I wasn't on last week, I haven't gotten a lot. It's been a little bit busy. But off topic, I was able to, I went by Target today to see if they put anything new out. And I was able to chase down, format, I'm not on video, I know, the Lightning Collection Black Ranger. So I was able to chase that
thank
down.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Last one they had, I saw it the other day and texted him. And then when I went back to get it, it was gone. And then I walked back then, it was back on, just laying on deck plate on the Target clearance row. So there we go.
Deck plate, also, is that the proper word for that? Is it like, is there hull plating? Well, I think it is deck plate. I just never put two and two together. It's like
the bottom shelf of a gondola is technically called the deck plate.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
Don sure knows a lot about retail for someone who does landscaping professionally.
Yes.
Well, a gondola rack is the type of rack that it sets in the middle, and you can put stuff on both sides of it.
Yeah. When I was looking at Walmart to see what they had marked down, again, this is off topic. I'm a big fan of these little tabletop arcade games. It just reminds me of the glory days of gaming. So for $6, I got Spy Hunter and Defender, like $3 a piece. So I really, really didn't want to turn those down. Transformer-wise, I got Cyberverse RC. Big shout thanks to Paladin for pointing that out when they were available at Target. I like her. I like Cyberverse RC. What I don't like, and hopefully Brian will give me some time after on post-show, are the in?
We lost you, Don. I didn't hang up on you. I have no idea, Don, what you were. What'd you get?
I think he's gone again.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
He was so proud about this, too. Don has had such bad luck with his computer. So, not to overshare, but Don has been having issues getting online. I tried to help him. I said, contact your ISP. I think it's your router, your modem, pardon me. He contacted his ISP, and they're like, no, it's not the modem. So, of course, Don bought a new computer because they told him it was the modem.
And possibly because we told him to buy a new computer.
Yeah, yeah. But Don, it was the modem.
Yeah, I think there's some, like I said, I think in pre-show there's some problems locally because I'm getting dropped, but the modem is rebooting automatically.
Oh, that sucks.
It's the new modem, so I think there's just some problems in the area with all the storms. So
I completely missed, Don, what you said you got, that last one. You're excited about it.
Cyberverse RC.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got Cyberverse RC. Instructions suck.
Yes.
It's not just the instructions; it's the color that they used of the instructions. It's sort of terrible, which is odd because, as I mentioned the last time I was on the show, I did get Living Impaired Optimus Prime, which has big, nice black on white paper instructions. And I know with the leader class price point, you've got more budget to work with stuff. But they could still do a similar color scheme for Cyberverse to make it much easier to read.
Yeah, I mean, look at this garbage.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I'm keeping the video turned off trying to help my bandwidth if that's an issue. But yeah, I mean, it's a dark yellow, a dark brown, and a black on a mauve or magenta purple. It's like someone went to Ollie's, got all of last year's discontinued food colorings, snorted them, and then sneezed them over a piece of paper.
Yeah, I mean, it's very low contrast for the parts you actually kind of need to see.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, I literally had trouble. I was basically just saying, okay, maybe this, okay, this does this because it vaguely resembles the blob on the paper. But yeah, that. I also got Scorponok. From BBTS again, same thing happened with mine that happened to Diecast with the speed, but I thought I got it fast because I also got the Perfect Effect Sideswipe that turns into the bull.
Oh, nice.
And as we all know, Red Bull does give you wings. So I thought that had something to do with the package getting here faster, but it didn't. But I am looking forward to diving into that, because that Red Bull looks, it's a very interesting looking figure for Sideswipe to have an animal mode. But in robot mode, he's still very Sideswipe. And I'm looking forward to digging into that when I have time. Other than that, I got a Roadbuster off of Amazon, Studio Series Roadbuster. And as I posted the pictures on Twitter, it came crushed in a perfectly fine bag. The bag is fine. The figure is crushed. It is twisted inside of the plastic, the plastic tray. And there are multiple parts rattling around in the bottom of the box.
Are you sure they're just not the guns?
That sucks.
No. The guns are in the tray. There's some other parts rattling around in the bottom of the box.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So, yeah, that's not good. So that will be going back to. And the only other thing I got is I also got off Amazon. It's off topic, but it's nice. I got the Reaction SDF-1. I saw that for a good price, and I got it. SDF-1 is from Robotech / Macross, and it came shipped with four thin pieces of tissue paper stuck in the bottom of the box, and the figure is rattling loose inside of the box. And when I mean thin tissues of paper, we're talking like the same thickness as your average roll of John Wayne toilet paper. You know, it's rough, it's tough, it doesn't make crap off anybody. So, yeah, it was four thin pieces of tissue paper. None of them were wrapped around a figure. The figure was loose in the box, rattling around. So it has not been my day for getting boxes in the mail the last week.
I'm sorry, Don.
But yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Love you too, Massey. Good boy. But that's all I got for... I don't remember if I mentioned it last time I was on, but I did get Snapdragon, but I think I may have mentioned that.
Okay, cool. John.
Let's see here. What did I get? I got a couple of cool Lego things this week. I got the Lego Nintendo Entertainment System. So
where
I'll build that at
where'd
some
you find
point.
Lego store?
Lego.com.
Okay. I thought Target might have it since you apparently need that Mario for everything.
Yes, I do have that. That hasn't been delivered yet. I got that. So a couple things. I got, I did get the starter, kit or starter level of Lego Super Mario. I did get that from Amazon. It's supposed to be here tomorrow, but I also got like the NES with the retro TV that, is a separate thing. It's like a Lego idea.
Does it not come with a Mario, or do you have to use a different Mario?
Oh, it's separate, buddy.
Oh, okay.
$250 and you got to buy a Mario on the side. Anyway.
Well, it's like buying an original Nintendo Entertainment System. You buy the thing and then you got to buy Mario Brothers separately.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. It's a, it's the $75 DualShock controller. It's the same idea. Anyway. So I got that. I'll build that at some point. Still not done with the 89 Batmobile, but I'll probably be done this weekend with that. Anyway. And then I got some Lego Super Mario blind packs. Those are fun, like $4, $5. Nah, I think they're like $4 at retail. There's 10 of them in wave one. And I got to the sixth bag. I just grabbed some at Target, and I got to bag number six with my daughter, and it was a duplicate. Oh, anyway, so here we go. They got me. And then let's see here. The last off-topic thing I got was NECA Metalhead, so the Target exclusive Metalhead, which is part of their Ninja Turtles cartoon line and is incredibly hard, if not impossible, to get. I did get it. I got lucky. I know what days the NECA rep goes to our Targets. So so Tuesday after senior hour, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., they still have their senior hours for Target. So at 9 a.m., I was there bright and early on delivery day. And so was she. And so I got a Metalhead for retail. Huzzah. He's a different price point than the two packs. So the cartoon two packs are about $50 a piece. So they're about $25 per figure. He's a single pack and he's $30. So not too much of a difference, but he's also like a head taller than everyone. And he's cool. speaking of those, actually, they had some, they've had a lot of reveals recently for the waves of cartoon Ninja Turtles, again, Target exclusive for the next like year or so, which, yes, is a bad look when everybody is like saying, like, you know, bots overrun Target.com and I can't find what you have in the stores like now. And you're teasing stuff for like the next 12 months as if like nothing's wrong. It is a bad look, but I will admit it's very cool stuff, which, dang, I wish it was like horrible looking, but it is pretty cool. So they've teased a Vern. I think we can expect, the rest of the news crew, but they have teased Vern, Rat King, Krang's Android body, which will probably be another price point, probably like, you know, $50 plus, cause they're all in scale, with each other. So that looks really awesome. Anyway,
I would be a fan.
He looks really good. So, I mean, you can search, you can Google it or search their Instagram or their Twitter, and you can see the drawings for the next, you know, three or four waves of Cartoon Turtles. It's really cool stuff. Anyway, I also got Double Dealer, which I haven't opened yet, and now I don't know if I want to.
Yes, you currently have the best Double Dealer experience out of any of us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. I have Generations Double Dealer, which was the redeco with a new head of Generations Blitzwing, who is actually a pretty nice kind of Generations-y, classics-y take on Double Dealer. Yes, he's a redeco. He has a really good head sculpt, Double Dealer head sculpt. He has great colors because he has Double Dealer colors, and he's not a one for one like modernization of a G1 toy, which is this design team's favorite trick. And on top of that, I've got the third party upgrade kit for him, which is basically just a better missile. So he looks a smidge even more like Double Dealer. I am leaning strongly on just like keeping him my Double Dealer and taking this Double Dealer back. Because I've heard like 80% bad and 20% good with this one. So I'm afraid, y'all. Anyway, and then the last thing I got was Skylynx. So Skylynx was, and I might have mentioned Skylynx last week, but I opened him this week. I found him at Target during their grand toy refresh or reset. And I mean, I agree with Diecast. Like he's really simple. He is like an articulated G1 Skylynx. But he is like well executed. You know, he does what he's trying to do. And I could definitely accept the argument that he's really overpriced for what he is. And but he is what he is. So, you know, I mean, take it or leave it. He's a articulated, pretty impressive, modernized Skylynx. And I think I like him. I actually think I like him a lot, but I also had the thought that if I wasn't a 40-year-old toy collector or a 40-year-old Transformer fan who's been a fan for 35 years or whatnot, I don't know who this is for, right? So I don't know what a kid's gonna like think of it. I don't know what an 8 or 9 year old would think if they saw a space shuttle. Like I don't know how much like awareness they have of that, let alone you know, mom or dad forked over like $80 for this, and it's a cat and a space shuttle bird. So, you know, it's interesting, but I am a 40-year-old toy collector, so I like him. He is for me. And I think that is it.
Cool. Chris.
Okay. Let's start quickly with the off-topic stuff I have. So, this just came in the last couple of days from Amazon. It's the, Mega Constructs Masters of the Universe, Rotom and Battle Cat.
What?
Battle set. Yeah.
Nice.
That's out.
Yes. I mean, I have it.
I don't have mine yet.
So besides the vehicle building kit, which is obviously, you know, a new design, there's a new Merman figure in this. There is Battle Armor He-Man, which is at least, you know, vaguely different from the numerous single releases of regular He-Man. And Battle Cat, which we haven't had before. And naturally, the main reason I bought this was for the damn minifigures, because I have a problem.
Oh, mine's pre-ordered through Big Bad. That's why I don't have it yet.
Ah, well, that'd be your problem then.
The thing Amazon really has it. EFRadio.net/Amazon.
The thing I'm really worried about, though, is the cross-sell on the back, which probably not showing up super clearly with my poor video quality, but it's another one of these construction sets with Panthor? That's Skeletor's cat, right? Panthor?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, Panthro is the Thundercat. I always get that kind of mixed up in my head. But there's Panthor, Skeletor, also with battle armor, Zodak, and Sorceress with a big building kit. And since it's more figures and more stuff, it's probably going to be even more expensive, and I'm still going to have to buy it anyway.
It is $50. I have it pre-ordered already.
I'll worry about that later. That's future XV's problem. Also, future XV's problem is this thing. This is Super Mini Plaw Grandliner or Super Train Megazord. I say Super Mini Plaw, but this box is a foot tall, at least. Like, for scale,
that's here like, is Titan class Super Mini Plaw.
Here's Cyberverse RC next to the box for scale. This is a very big Super Mini Plaw kit.
That's like the Master Grade kit sized box.
Actually, I think it's bigger.
Depends on the Master Grade, but yeah.
That's true, but the Master Grades I've seen, I think, have had smaller boxes than this.
Probably so.
So it's not actual size on the back of here, but it represents that the train mode all connected together is 91 centimeters long. So just a bit over 3 feet.
Excellent.
And from what I understand, the Megazord mode of this is around a foot tall. Now, that may seem, you know, formidable and challenging in terms of model kit build, but it's also, you know, Zords, and it's very simple transformation. So I'm expecting this to be a lot of large, you know, few parts per assembly, probably with just the detail parts making it more complex. So that probably won't be too bad at whatever point in my life I get around to building that. But yeah, I mean, for contrast, this is the box that you get the Lightspeed Megazord in, Victory Robo, and this is the Super Train box. So a little bit of a disparity there. I have
I can't wait.
I have Liner Boy on pre-order still, which is the Max Solar Zord upgrade for the Lightspeed Megazord. I'm expecting that to come in a somewhat smaller box since it's just one add-on piece.
Yeah, if it's anything like the Dragon Caesar, which came by itself, that was a really small box.
Yeah, that's more what I have. That's my expectation. The Super Train box really kind of surprised me, although considering I believe I spent $180 on this when I pre-ordered it, I guess I should be glad that it came in a gigantic box so it, you know, feels like a value. Oh, I have a problem.
We all do.
Okay, so those are my off-topic things. On topic, I got Generation Selects Rotor Storm.
Where from? Ooh,
nice.
So there was some little toy store online in Maryland somewhere that I'd never heard of before, and I heard that they had these in stock. Somebody reported and had a picture of one they'd actually bought at the physical location, so I decided to take a chance on it. It was retail price and just like actual cost of postage, so
not so, yeah. Pulse has not shipped anything yet.
No. Sadly. No. And this store did not have Tiger Track either, so I don't have any idea how they came by these, but, you know, it's full legit packaging and everything. It's got the correct head sculpt on. Like, it, you know, it's not walking out of the factory special. It didn't come in baggies.
How do you like the new head on that?
It's really nice. I don't know that I'd, like, super call it an IDW-inspired head. Like, there's obviously elements of that, but it just kind of looks like, you know, modernized G1 toy head to me as much as it does comic book style. But the colors on it are beautiful, and the tolerances on it overall feel a little bit better in general than the Spinister I have. The helicopter mode will come together a lot more tightly. Like, you know how on Spinister, the underslung fake cockpit tends to not want to tab up into the tail the way it's supposed to?
Yeah.
Rotor Storm, I can get to do that.
Oh, nice.
And I can get the actual front cockpit to fit flush and level with the body, which my Spinister never has really wanted to do either.
I'm glad it's not just me on that.
The only flaw on this is that the really clever mechanism for keeping the helicopter blades up does not hold quite as strongly as on Spinister. So sometimes I do have to push the back back together to get it to reset, but that's a pretty minor thing, and it is something that's correctable just, you know, by paying attention to it.
My spinster was a little like that too, so it's, I guess it's not totally unheard of.
Yeah, probably just individual variation. I noticed when transforming my spinster to do photos for my gallery, which will be posted publicly tonight or tomorrow, probably as of recording time. When I was transforming Spinister back to robot mode, I noticed when I was folding the backpack together, there was like an audible click when it settled into place, and Rotorstorm doesn't do that. So I'm thinking the parts are just not quite making it to a certain point. But since the blades will stay up on the back, I'm not like super worried about it. But yeah, I'm really happy with this. I was so happy when that Fan First Friday stream said that, yes, it actually does have a new head. We just screwed up the first time. And it's a lot like Exhaust, wherein with Exhaust, I bought that upgrade kit and assumed I'd have to wait till October to have a toy to put it on. And I was assuming I'd have to wait till October to have Rotorstorm in hand. But, you know, here this is months early, too. So it's kind of fun. Although it does mean I have, like, selects, what is it, GS19, I think. Yeah, so I have WFC GS19 long before I have GS12 or 13, whatever the actual next one in the sequence is. So what are numbers even anyway?
Cool, that it?
Yep.
Cool. Hey, so my turn. So first and foremost, we are aware this segment takes a long time, but if you listen to this podcast, you probably love hearing nerds nerd out about toys. So
that's my theory.
Yeah, and we took this. So this is actually a conversation that we had in our internal email list this week about the length of the segment. Yeah, we took it out and put it in another show, and people complained. So, well, I think we're going to try to just stay the course. But if anybody has any feedback or anything about the length of this, let us know. But if you like, I think you like hearing us nerd out about stuff. So. I only got a few things. I'll try to get through them pretty quick. So last off topic, I found a Origins Battle Cat. I left it in the box, but it's an articulated Battle Cat, which is just weird. But I'm pretty excited about that. And Kim found me the new Roadblock figure. I don't know how we have multiple Roadblocks when there's so many other characters that we could get, but hey.
Yeah, that's weird.
So
it's the Cobra Island Roadblock is what you got.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're lucky and able to find any of the Cobra Island stuff.
So yeah, it's we'll see if I can find any more, but that's the only thing so far that we found. So it was a Target last night, and I got some of the Tiny Turbo Changers Wave 2 toys, and are they just Wave 1 repackaged with a couple of repaints? I think they are. I don't know if there are any new toys in Wave 2. The best toys.
Do the pouches they come in say what series they're part of?
Series 2.
Okay, I just, you know, if they didn't say specifically, it was always possible, like, you know, somebody grabbed what was left out of the previous case and just threw it into the new one.
No, it's Series 2, and I've got some Series 1. Like, for example, the two best toys that I got are Megatron, which was in Series 1, and Silverbolt, which was in Series 1 as Jetfire, but he's repainted. This is the only appearance of Silverbolt in Cyberverse, apparently, which is as a toy in Tiny Turbo Changers Wave 2. But it's an excellent one. For the most part, though, Tiny Turbo Changers are effectively just Cyberverse toys. Like, the Optimus Prime here is basically not far off from the first few Cyberverse Optimus Primes that came out. Okay, with that said, what else did I get? I'll go with this next. I kind of regret getting this, but I'm going to keep it. MP49... The Black Convoy. I opened it with the expectation I was going to transform it, and I'm like, I don't want to transform this again. The MP44.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Yeah. And so I haven't transformed it. I don't know what it looks like in robot mode, but the vehicle mode is so boring. There's zero paint on it. There's some tampos for the Decepticon symbol on one shoulder, and it's not even good looking flat black. It's just shiny plastic black. You can see the reflection here if you're watching the video. It's just not good. So,
that also sounds like a t-shirt. I regret buying it, but I'm going to keep it.
Yes, that's true. If you were on the if you're on the fence about getting it, don't save your money. Especially if you have MP44, you don't need it. You don't need it. If I wasn't crazy and hosted the Transformers podcast, I wouldn't have it either. A couple other things, just a couple more. So last week, post show, I don't even know why it came up, but I was talking about, maybe it was because we were talking about boxes, and I was talking about the G1 boxes, how I'm going to try to keep them from decaying into nothingness by the time I turn old. But I had mentioned, for whatever reason, Star Convoy, and how I was always happy that the reissue came out right after I sold my vintage Star Convoy, and how they were the same toy. And Rob was like, no, they're not. They repainted like the crest on Star Convoy's chest for the reissue. It's gold, and the original was like yellow. I'd completely forgotten that. So being an idiot, I'm like, well, I got to get another Star Convoy. So the box is a little rough on this one, but I got a box Star Convoy. It's great.
Convincing you to give away a 3D printer was not costing you enough money this week.
Yeah. Shipping on that wasn't as bad as I thought. It was only $40.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, yeah. So the only problem with this one, the box again is a little rough. Everything else is great except for some of the stickers on Hot Rodimus are not that great. I don't know if they're repros for that. If Toy Hacks has Hot Rodimus MicroMaster stickers, if so, I'll go ahead and get them, because that's just a little rough. But otherwise, I paid for this about half of what I paid for my original Star Convoy back in like 2001, 2000. So I'm not going to complain. In fact, a lot of these figures, the box Japanese versions cost less than the American versions, strangely. And I'll have an example of that next week. Actually, maybe two, maybe a couple examples.
Oh, I thought you meant maybe 2 weeks.
Well, we'll see. A couple other things I picked up. I don't know why I got this. I don't actually have a good reason, but I got a mint and sold box, vintage, not the reissue, Laser Optimus, Laser Prime. It was a good deal. And I'm like, you know, the only one I have is a Junker. So I'm never going to have a complete G2 sealed collection. That's not even something I would consider doing. But for like key pieces, I think I'd like to get them sealed since they're, you know, 9-8 years younger than their G1 counterparts. Not that there's a G1 counterpart to that, but, you know, Optimus Prime, that was, what, 95? So it's 10-11 years younger than G1 Optimus. The first G2 Optimus is, what, 9 years younger or 9 years newer than the other stuff. So the condition of them that are out there in the wild are usually pretty decent or better. So I got that to look nice on the shelf. And something else I've always kicked myself for not owning. Slifford 3 was like, Brian, if I wasn't crazy and didn't host a Transformers podcast, I wouldn't own it. So you'd still own it. Yeah, that's true. That is exactly true. So I skipped this for whatever reason. I don't know why. I don't know that I ever even saw it for sale back when it came out. But, you know, I'll see where I got it. TransformersLand.com sent out an email update, and they said they had a mint and sealed box Cryotech for sale. So I immediately went to there, and I put it in my shopping cart and forgot about it for 2 weeks. And amazingly, I was there, and it was still in my cart. So I got it. So never had Cryotech. Again, it was that weird controversy when it came out because people thought it was a palette swap of just Megatron.
The problem, as I recall, also kind of stemmed from that the first mock-up we saw was actually just in a Transmetal 2 Megatron box.
Yeah.
So that didn't help anything.
But it should be Don's favorite, you know, Transformer, because it's called Cryotech.
Well, I mean, it is one of my favorite figures as far as visual. I mean, that Transmetal 2 Megatron is not my favorite Megatron.
Me neither.
But those blues, and I have the blue Rav from Beast Machines that they used for the BotCon 3H OTFCC era when he was kind of like a thing in the fiction. Because he had like the blue Rav as his target master. And so that's kind of a nice pairing. But I've never actually opened my blue Rav as much as I want to. He's pretty enough in the box. But yeah, he's one of my favorite looking figures.
So, yeah, I got Cryotech. I'm pretty happy with that. I got a couple other. This is not going to be the last week where I have a couple cool things to talk about, but hopefully next week will be the last week for a while because we're moving at the end of the month and I don't want to take anything else with me.
That's fair.
Yeah, so we'll see. That's it. That's all I got. So let's go ahead and jump to the news. Hey, Rob, do you know that TFCon was going to be in Baltimore?
So I've heard.
I'm excited about that. That's much better than Chicago for me.
That's only a 3-hour drive for me. I can do that.
It's less for me. I think I can beat Baltimore in 2.
Yeah,
it's a 0-hour drive for me because I'm not going.
Yeah. Really? I think Rob, as far as like other people in your area, that's like, you know, celebrities of sort. I think Balt Matrix is in that area. Is in your area?
I thought you were talking about like celebrities and not like, I mean, Transformers like, fans.
People that our fandom would know, and I think he's actually in or around Baltimore, so he was real hepped up about that too.
Don, they know about us. Why do we got to talk about anyone else?
No, I'm just saying there's a lot of people in that area that are real happy about this.
Oh yeah,
it's a chance for somebody to take a drink, Diecast.
Yes, that's true.
People needed a drink.
Damn right.
Yeah, I need a drink too. Bad man. Okay, but yeah, so it's Don. How far is it for you?
If it actually happens, I may go. I may take my girlfriend because I don't think she's been to the Baltimore area. It'd be nice to see Rob and Rob again for sure.
There are parts to avoid in Baltimore.
There's parts to avoid everywhere at this point.
Well, yeah. I haven't been to Baltimore in 12 years, 13 years, so I don't know if it's the same. But
yeah, I remember talking to Paladin a long time ago about coming that way for something else and maybe stopping by and seeing him. He said, "Don't." You know, because he lives outside Detroit, and he said, just don't. So there's that.
So, Chris, there's no chance you'll go?
Like, almost certainly not. And I don't want to, like, you know, throw a wet blanket on the whole thing, but even though it's for fall of next year, I still, you know, have doubts whether it's going to actually be able to
happen.
That's true.
I
hope it does. Don't get me wrong. I really hope it does. Yeah, I really hope it does. And, you know, maybe my fortunes and my mental state will be in, you know, very different places by then. And like maybe a trip there will be, you know, in my cards, but I'm just expecting not.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Okay. But yeah, so that'll be fun, hopefully, if it happens.
Now, you know, when they announce TFCon Nashville, then, you know, there's a better chance.
Yeah. We should come back to Charlotte, my backyard. Okay. Let's see here. What else we got going on this week? Earthrise Dark Dreams. Go ahead, Don.
Sorry, mute just kicked in. I was gonna say I don't see them leaving that Chicago thing anytime soon because that seems to be where their bread and butter is for part of the air.
I mean, they alternate. It seems with Chicago, like they'll do Chicago and then another city, and then Chicago and then another city. Because I mean, Chicago's not a bad location for them. Like it's not terribly far away from their home base, and it's a kind fairly centralized U.S. city.
Yeah, Chicago's great.
Are willing to travel?
I love DC because that's like DC's like 4 hours away from me, and it's even closer when we headed in.
I love the DC shows.
Yeah, I just don't think they'll come this far south of Charlotte again. Be nice though.
Yeah. Or so to south of DC.
Well, I mean, they had it scheduled for Florida this, you know, past spring.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to Florida, I don't think.
Well, yeah,
I'm just saying you can't get
much more south than Florida.
Than Florida and the continental United States. Yeah. So.
Cool. Right. Okay. So, photos of Earthrise Dirge Ramjet Prow Ironhide official photos from Takara.
So, the Dirge and Ramjet are not like super notable anymore because I think by way of Hong Kong, a number of people have gotten them in hand and posted additional photos. But we do have like actual looks at the toys for Earthrise Prowl and Ironhide.
What do you guys think? I think Ironhide looks
awesome. Yes. With his van top cape.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm really impressed by Ironhide. Prowl.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Prowl's not bad.
Prowl's like you'd expect.
Better than what we had.
I remember how tiny that Siege Prowl looked in packaging, and
Fortunately, this is in the windowless two-pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and the worst part is it looks a little smaller than it even actually is, since Ironhide was one of the taller Siege Deluxes, and he's standing right next to him.
I'm just happy Prowl is not going to look like an awkward shoe anymore in vehicle mode. And
they both look really good.
Sorry, the improvements based on not being a shoe anymore carry over to the robot mode pretty well. The one thing I'm down on is that it still has what I was calling last year the glass knees.
Oh, yes. I was looking at that.
But Prowl and all of them in Siege, like, they're still in one piece, so it's probably okay. And on the other hand, Siege Mirages are starting to already have clear plastic tabs snap off, but those do get put under a different kind of stress than the Datsun shins, I suppose.
Do we think that Ironhide is going to be able to have his face in his chest?
No. Well, I mean, the way it transforms the head, the way it transforms the head does go in there, but it doesn't. It's not like it's not what you want.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we could convince Toy Hacks to like do an add-on part with their whatever label set they devised for this, so you can just like have the chair to put in there with the face sticker on it.
That horrible face sticker.
Yeah, love it.
That wonderful face sticker, I think you mean.
So GameStop, diecast sent us a text this morning or afternoon about Megatron Day, and I'm like, WTF is this? So,
you know, GameStop, that really well-known Transformers retailer?
Yeah, they'll have deals and make Optimus Prime jealous, whatever that means. So.
Yeah, what does that mean?
How do you make Optimus Prime jealous?
I don't know. But August 7th, whatever it means, I hopefully will know more between now and then. We're gonna have the Back to the Future Cross Transformers gigawatt or gigawatt mass retail release in October.
So apparently at least Amazon is also going to be carrying this. It's not going to be a Walmart exclusive for the regular packaging version.
So the regular packaging version is different, but not dramatically different than the
packaging is different. There's no indication that the toy is effectively different.
I doubt that it is. But there's some extra gradient work on the exclusive version, and it looks like the clock tower is sort of in the background of the box, where that's missing on the retail version.
Yep.
And
the retail version, and maybe I'm wrong, but to me it looks a little bit closer to standard G1 packaging, which actually, for the kind of thing they're going with this, I find more appealing.
Yeah. I still hate that it doesn't have a sticker that tells me which number it is.
I so do not care. I'm just trying to decide whether or not I am going to, you know, get over my generally I'm not your dog attitude and actually, you know, order this or not, because I'm still a little cranky about that.
And the point I'm trying to really stress here for the listeners is that the toy is going to be just the same as what you weren't able to get from Walmart, and, you know, what people are paying or have paid, you know, $700+ for on eBay for the privilege of pre-ordering off of somebody else's pre-order. And I hope now that they're, you know, canceling those purchases.
Oh, yeah. Fingers crossed.
Oh, this is something I missed. So there's some Transformers War for Cybertron art prints that are going to be for sale for $26.
Yeah, they look pretty nice. They're A2 size posters, which is like, what, 16 by 24 or something like that?
In that range.
Yeah. So one is the Decepticons on the bridge of a ship, and Double Dealer, it looks like the Double Dealer that's on the Earthrise box art, the like mural-y thing on the side. I think they took Double Dealer from this and put it onto the packaging, because that looks, or they did a very similar composition, but it looks very close between the two. But the other Decepticons on the bridge look like they're completely different art assets, but like, it's a really nice looking piece. And the Autobots on Earth outside the crashed arc also looks really good.
Yeah. Hey, and Blade said in the chat, when you have a basketball and Optimus Prime doesn't, that's how you make him jealous. It's true.
Yes.
Yep.
Or maybe they've got contractions.
Maybe they've got an exclusive Megatron that ships with the basketball. Maybe that's why he's jealous.
Hey, speaking of shipping Megatrons, is Red shipping soon? Do we think that's going to happen?
No, it's a Walmart pre-order.
Yeah, okay.
That's not necessarily true.
Because I have found them on Taobao where they're marketing them as educational toys.
Okay. Yeah, but no, it's the original ship date for the first wave red toys was supposed to be, I think, this weekend. I'm expecting it to be pushed back to at least September.
So this is the most WTF. Knowing
Walmart. I'm sorry, Brian.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, knowing Walmart, I mean, we still haven't gotten the first wave of the Netflix crazy figures.
So
that really makes me fear for my Skylinks pre-order.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not pre-ordering through Walmart ever again. So the craziest thing that happened all week, though, apparently there's a game called World of Warships where you play as historically accurate warships.
Yeah, if you watch any like number of YouTube videos from channels big enough to draw sponsors, you'll have heard of World of Warships at least once.
Yeah, I don't. So this is news to me. My father-in-law, who is 60, actually he's younger than two of my brothers, but he's he watches more YouTube than I do. It's just kind of funny. He'll talk about YouTube, and I'm like, I don't watch YouTube. So, but yeah, World of Warships, they're doing a Transformers game, or Transformers version of it, where it looks like you have different Transformers that will just set and taunt people on top of a warship or something, I guess.
Apparently. I don't get it.
It's so weird.
I mean,
I think it would be better if, like, your ships could transform into Tidal Wave and Broadside and just, like, wipe everyone else off the map.
Heart to Steel, yes. Shockwave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I know it's ironic that people are watching me on YouTube right now, but I don't watch YouTube. Like, if I need to know how to wire something that I've never wired before or cut some sort of pipe for plumbing, I'll look at it. But so
yeah, I mean, we stream the show on YouTube among other platforms, but like that's very different from actually being a YouTuber.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm not a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Definitely not. We're podcasters. We just happen to have video. So yeah, that's sure is something.
Yeah, I'm certainly not going to be playing this for this. When I'm not going to be playing it otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't play anything. Hardly.
No. I like, over the last year and a half, I've played a lot of Hitman 2 on PS4. And, you know, this winter when Hitman 3 hopefully still comes out, I'll be, you know, playing a lot of that, I'm sure. But, yeah, I don't really, like, I don't game a lot.
Nischalk is saying World of Warships is just like Train Simulator, but with cannons. Okay.
I've heard World of Tanks, which is probably in the same basic genre, compared to how Gundam Battle Operation 2 controls. So I'd probably be relatively at home with it, but if they're not giant robots, I'm not sure why I'd be bothering. And I don't think giant robots riding the warships is quite what I'm looking for there either.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like, God, you could have just had Megatron as a tank and in World of Tanks. I'm not sure why Hasbro didn't try for that.
And Brawl and Warpath.
Mm-hmm. You could have done a whole line of Transformers tanks in that, so
Tank or Quake.
Oh god. Yeah. Quake, definitely. Brawl.
I said Brawl.
I didn't hear. I wasn't paying attention. Sorry.
Story of my life.
I was moving on to the next thing, which is tfradio.net/Amazon. Hey, you know, Amazon's still there. You still need to buy stuff. We still need to pay for all the hosting and everything. And it's not cheap. It is not cheap. It is not cheap. TFRadio.net/Amazon. If you don't want to be a patron, just help us out. It's like the easiest way. TFRadio.net/Amazon. There's all sorts of crap there. Toilet paper, moving boxes, more toilet paper.
If other people collect Star Wars art books as I do, they just marked the art of Rise of Skywalker in hardcover down to like $15.
Yeah, so, and that's great.
And remember this, I got this off of Amazon and you could too.
Yep.
Rotan versus Battle Cat.
Yeah. So, hey, and Amazon, I don't want to cry about it, but Amazon's making it harder than ever to, you know, use tfradio.net/Amazon. Because of all the changes in fees. So we need it. We need your help now more than ever. tfradio.net/Amazon. Or you can always, you know, if you want to help directly, patreon.com/tfradio. We are working on all sorts of extra content for our patrons. And again, you know, the reason being is we know you guys are paying us money. So, you know, we know you must really like us. So we know that we can create content for you and you'll consume it. Like, even me talking 25 minutes about my collecting strategy, which was a request by patrons, got a lot of feedback. And that's actually the episode we've gotten the most feedback on, even more than the one, maybe not the one I did with John, where we talked about licensing, but also great Patreon content, where John was a licensee of Hasbro. You can go to our Patreon, if you're a member, and go and listen to that. It's in there, and it's awesome. We're going to do, like I said, a new podcast, which is the This Week in History. And if I can find some time, I'll get some of those episodes of What's Happened to the Headmasters that haven't been published yet. And honestly, what I'm thinking about doing, this may not be wise, but if I can figure out how to do it, maybe the people that we, you know, co-host occasional episodes of that podcast when I get it back and going, maybe we'll just pull those from our patrons. Maybe that could be something. Not like an official thing, but, you know, maybe that's who, you know, I'll select somebody from our Patreon. That'd be great. tfradio.net/Patreon or patreon.com/TFradio. They both work. They'll help us out. Even no matter whichever tier you want to go with, leaving money on the table or Matrix Bear or Touched, you help us out either way. And we love you. And every week we mention our Touched patrons. And Kevin Dorsey, thank you. I just had a nice conversation with Sean Bratton on Twitter. Even like I mentioned before, but like there are people that I'll know them from like three different places and think they're three different people. It's nice when they collapse into one person. So Sean, you were one of those people that just collapsed in my brain into one person. So that was awesome. Jacob Owen Lucia, Sean Hamilton, Jason W. Rye, Mike Mallory, Jason Hiley. Jason's one of the guys that sent me feedback. I appreciate that. I think Jason Rye might've been as well. Or Joey Russell, I think. Jonathan James, Matthew Dedman, Hector Bones, Nathan Sampy, Spider Bob, Rabbits, Emmett Stresovich, Gaming Fix, Patrick Davidson, and Joey Russell. Thank you all very much for being Touched patrons. You are excellent. You're awesome. We love you. And, the names can be found at tfradio.net/credits. And I think once the economy turns around, we'll start plugging the Toy Detectives promotion some more. But, you guys are how Rob and Chris get paid for the work.
Thank you.
Yeah. So
thank you.
tfradio.net/Patreon or patreon.com/TFradio. Okay. So what you can do, you can find us on Twitter at TFradio. You can join us on Discord in our awesome Discord chat at tfradio.net/Discord. You can find basically everything at tfradio.net, including Rob Springer's Zone Base or .org podcast, which is Transform Squadron. You can also find him on Twitter at RoboRobSpringer. I am at bkilby on Twitter, at briankilby.com for other stuff. Posted a new episode of the Happy Daily this week. Pretty excited about some stuff I got going on there. I'm working on two Christmas albums this year. Yes, I have jumped the shark. I am so excited about jumping the shark. Yes, so you can find us there. Diecast, how do people get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me on Twitter at Diecast2. You can follow me on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast. And you can also see all my reviews at tfradio.net/reviews. And just one more thing to add before we end. A piece I'm really interested in is from this new company, Lemon Tree, which is their Shockwave that turns into the Decepticon shuttle. Apparently that should be out within the next month. So that's going to be something to look forward to. I can't wait to review that.
Yeah. I saw the updated, test shot photos for that just recently. The robot mode doesn't seem to really be anything to look at so far, but I don't think anybody's buying this to be Shockwave.
So yes. This is that shock site diecast that you're looking forward to. What is that?
The Lemon Tree.
Lemon Tree.
It's called Purple Potato.
Oh, God. Okay. That's good enough. I don't need to hear anymore.
I've bought purple potatoes before. They're actually kind of disappointing. They make horrible potato salad because they just make everything purple.
Okay. Great.
Anything else, kind of gross, actually.
No, that's all I had to add.
Cool. Chris.
I am interested in that purple potato, though, because I would like, just in general, toys of ships from the Transformers cartoons, because we don't really get that a lot. So, you know, this thing being the Decepticon ship from the movie, I'm on board with this up to like $60. But for what you're actually throwing to me for my plugs, So this week, especially the past few days on at Play With Photos on Twitter, I've been talking about various difficulties and points of interest in my recent photographic endeavors. Do you remember a couple the months flash. Ago I bought that flash unit for $9 from Walmart? So I finally put batteries in that and tried it out. And for just being one flash unit on top of the camera bounced off of a sheet of white foam board on one side, the results were not that bad. I have renewed my interest in like getting some for real flash units that actually have some power behind them, because even at full power, this thing is not very bright. But you can find that and other random photos I've taken as I've worked through RotorStorm. I also theoretically post similar kinds of random stuff on Instagram at instagram.com/playwithphotography, although I've slacked off a little on that because it's extra steps. But I'll probably remember to do that at some point in the future. This week on playwithphotography.com, it's not front page yet, but it will be by the time you hear the podcast version of this. I have a gallery for Generation Select's RotorStorm, which I just finished today when we're recording this, which is why it's not posted properly yet. But if you watched the video, you may have seen some of those photos while I was talking about it, if Brian remembered to flip through the gallery link I gave him.
Oh. Yeah.
I'll take that as a no. Well, anyway, that'll be up on the website, and of course, you can go back through the archives for other galleries and articles and such I've done since I started the site sometime over a year ago. I kind of forget now. I just had one of the domain renewals go up, so it's somewhere along a path of a year. In any case, though, if you like
the orange, looks great, by the way.
Help me do what?
The orange looks great, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I like orange. if you like the work I'm doing and want to show your support or help me do more of it, I'm on Patreon at patreon.com/playwithphotos. For just a couple dollars a month, you can help me to keep doing what I generally love doing, but sometimes it also frustrates the hell out of me. So if you want to contribute to frustrating the hell out of me, which can be a very valid motivator in itself, Diecast is on board with this, so Diecast can go to patreon.com/playwithphotos and pledge a small monthly donation to that end. And thank you to everyone who's done this. It's helping to cover the costs of maintaining the website, which are coming due over the next few weeks in various locations, because I've got a lot of stuff, even though I've gone a little bit budget with how I host and get the domains and stuff, but when it all hits at once, it still kind of adds up. So
yep.
I'm very thankful for my patrons, who are very patient and loyal with me.
We are too.
Oh, I'm also personally on Twitter at ChrisRTXV. I'm trying to sell stuff to raise money for other purposes, including the Hasbro Dragon Dagger, $45 plus shipping in the US. So, if you're on board with that, get with me on Twitter over DM or something.
Cool. Hey, I was actually
plenty of other stuff too.
Yeah, I was actually trying to figure out which flash we had for our Nikon, and I didn't remember paying too much for it but it's 2009. It was like $200, which now I don't think I would ever spend $200 on a flash, even though the price on it's gone up since then.
I mean, you wouldn't need to spend that much on one flash unit now anyway.
Yeah. It's the SB600.
Yeah, no, see, that's your problem. You got like the name brand flash, yeah, and now there's like perfectly good third party flashes. The Godox ones are actually really nice and fairly budget minded. Like, you can get a set of those, two flash heads and the controller that sits on the camera to operate them off camera for under $200.
Oh crap, yeah, look at this.
Yeah.
Neat. Okay, cool.
Now if you want the ones with the lithium batteries, you'll pay a little bit more than that, and I would generally recommend that because they'll have a longer operation life, but mm-hmm. you can get the ones that run on alkaline batteries and save a little bit.
Cool. Rob, how do people get a hold of you?
Okay. My public facing Twitter at the moment is at Rob Flails, which is the official Twitter of Flail Throughs, my gaming channel. I've been doing the Flail Throughs thing in some form or other for 10 years now as of next wow. week. So
damn.
Yeah. So kind of lost track of that time myself, but yeah, so currently I am actually now covering two Gundam games on YouTube, Gundam Battle Operation 2, the free-to-play one, and the latest Gundam Versus game, which is Gundam Extreme Versus Maxi Boost On, which The classic Gundam tradition of word salad names, you know, it carries on. But yeah, if you want to see all that, youtube.com/flailthroughs. If you like what I do there, patreon.com/flailthroughs. And you can throw me a couple bucks, request specific mobile suits in Battle Operation 2. Still adding double Zeta stuff. Got the Arjarja this week, which is one of the least ugly Neo Zeon suits in double Zeta. And it's really hard. And if Gundam games on YouTube are not your thing, but you'd just like to throw things at me, tfradio.net/Kalilist.
Cool. Awesome. Let's see here. Don.
Yeah, I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EVR.
Excellent. John.
That John D everywhere. Also, I have something to add, like Diecast. Where are my Unicron updates? It's been 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Since the last product update, and he's supposed to ship in early 2021. So I demand a blog post.
Yeah. I need to update my shipping address.
Hasbro would much rather talk about the Sentinel right now.
Yeah, it's true.
And early 2021 is a very vague time frame.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, I guess that's it. We will see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?